Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, they like to say that where they burn books, they will soon burn people. And we're going to be talking about that today with our guest, Sarah Westall. And I'll tell you, if you're not following Sarah, you're going to get every opportunity to find out how to do that today, because you should be following her. But we talked last week about, I think it's important that we do a show on blatant censorship, because look at what they're doing today is no different than burning books, and we're going to get into that. But first, I need to tell you, our sponsor for the first part of this show is Noble Gold. And I just used to be an advertiser for Noble Gold, and I saw the good they did. People raved about them, and I said, you know, I really do need to look at asset diversification. It's not that I have that much, but I certainly did need to look at it. And folks, if you have assets to protect, this is where you need to go. The Great Reset could be days away, weeks, months. I can't say. War is going to definitely bring a different attitude towards money. When they go digital, it'll be too late if you're not diversified. And I'm being very serious. And digital will come at the drop of a hat. So you need to really, right now, make the move. Now, if you know how to diversify, great. You should go do it. If you don't know, like I didn't, then you need to call Noble Gold. They are not pushy. They will never move you into a deal. You have to close the deal yourself. But they'll send you free information. So you can do it a number of ways. I'm going to give you two. You can go to goldbeforelate.com. Gold in the word before. goldbeforelate.com. Or you can call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And if you wait, I don't want this to be your 1929, but I will probably say, I told you so. Well, we know all about Sarah Westall, great research investigator. She is tied into a lot of really, how should I say, knowledgeable people that know what's going on. And I just said, you know, censorship is peaking. In fact, I'm just going to use a sports analogy before we get in this. I know Curt Schilling. I've interviewed him. I knew him in Phoenix when he was a high school athlete. And he is one of the best baseball pitchers that has ever played the game. He won World Series championships on two different teams. That's extremely unusual. But he went on ESPN and dared to support Trump policies. And now he's banned, and he's tried to get into the Hall of Fame for 10 years and can't. And he just said, to hell with it. Baseball, you're a frickin' joke. And honestly, your impending strike is going to ruin your sport. And if it doesn't, I think everyone should walk away from baseball right now. And why? Not that it's not a great game. Go to a college game. Go to a high school game. But they play politics with who they reward, who they recognize. And I'm sick of it. And this is a good lead-in to what we're talking about today. Curt Schilling should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. First ballot. Still, 10 years later, the ESPN wackos are still influencing the vote. Sarah, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Hey, Dave. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm still on YouTube because I avoid their magic stuff, and I tell everything when I go to my TV show or here on radio or in print. So I'm kind of in survival mode on social media. But they shadow ban me to such a degree that my views are about a tenth of what they used to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's better to still be on there or get kicked off. I kind of think that I had a blessing getting kicked off, because it made me look at, you know, build my other avenues, because they're keeping all the people who are on there in this little tight little box, and they're not letting anybody other than people who already know you and seek you out find your stuff. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, it is. But we are we're doing this API, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, and I recommend everyone do this. When you post something to YouTube or some other site, it goes to all these other sites at the same time. And we're working on that right now. We're kind of slow learners in this, but eventually we will do that. And it'll be a seamless transition, you know, once we're out. And do I think
whatever you're using?
Pardon me?
What is it? What app is it?
You're asking the wrong person. This is
Well, I'm
something.
just curious because does it automatically upload the video everywhere?
Well, a site has to be good for this. Like, for example, if I wanted to upload
Okay.
it to Brighteon, I couldn't do that because I have to go do that one-on-one. But
You have to have the API.
BitChute, you know, you got BitChute and Rumble and the usual alternatives now, those have set themselves up to receive YouTube videos.
Oh, to receive YouTube videos. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's the ones like me. I can't do that because I don't get YouTube videos. Or
Well,
I'm not on YouTube.
you
That
could
makes
change your
sense. Okay,
name.
yeah.
Well, You could be Westy Serral and just start posting again.
I tried putting up another one, and they got rid of it as fast as they could. But whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, those pimply-faced, purple-haired people just can't stand the truth. They're believing the illusion and the lies they're told. But let's just talk about what's being banned. What do you think are the top two or three things that are banned today that people can't talk about?
Well, healthcare, obviously. Anything that's truth about what's really going on in the health sphere is banned. Before that, it was the campaign. I think they're just going to keep banning whatever's against their agenda. I mean, the target will keep moving.
Yeah, here's what's interesting.
Because it has.
Wisconsin decertified 10 Biden electoral votes yesterday. And you can't talk about that in social media without having action taken against you. So here is a mainstream political action, and you can't discuss it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How ridiculous is that?
Well,
right?
They're breaking the law.
It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, they are.
Forget 230 just for a second. When government, and they admitted to this, Psaki admitted to this, that we're going to stop misinformation,
yep.
Okay? So when you partner with government, you're part of government, and you're subject to First Amendment restrictions. And they haven't done that.
Well, that's our court case.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's our court case, because for example, in ours, heard of us, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff were colluding and coercing YouTube and Google to take us down. And so whenever that happens, they're acting as state actors. And there is legislation all through the years showing that that's against the Constitution. You can't do that because now they're acting as a state actor. And the state can't discriminate. I mean, they can't do that with freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And so, and it's worse now, like you were saying, Psaki saying what she's saying. So it's worse now. I mean, they don't care for some reason. They've gotten very arrogant. And so they think they can get away with this, which is really interesting because that means there probably is something else going on there that they think they can get away with it. But it's really serious. I mean, this is our... If we don't take these kinds of things serious, we don't have a country. Because look at with this election stuff, with healthcare, I mean, they're censoring truth and just using their own agenda. And in the case of this COVID stuff, people are dying left and right. And that's what they're censoring, is the treatments and other ways to keep the death from occurring. And that's why, you know, we're seeing firsthand why the First Amendment is so critical. I mean, without it, you have mass death, you have tyranny, you have all these things that we're seeing now.
Well,
and people are ignorant to it.
I'm sure you subscribe to Tom Rentz's notifications he's putting out via the frontline doctors that the variants are a cover for vaccine injury and death.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've interviewed him multiple times, as you know, just like you. And he's become a good friend of mine, which is you know, I don't know. I just like people who are genuine and they're fighting it for the right reasons. And I think he is. I think he's a genuine person who cares about others and is doing this because he cares about people. And those are the people that I like to align with because or I just really like in life, you know, because those are the people that care about others. They're doing things for the right reasons. It's not all about their own selfish needs. And well, in his case, he's putting himself way out there. And you know, and that's what we're dealing with right now. If you look at your kids, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to say that I did the best I could for people at this time. You know, when they ask, well, what did you do? Well, I fought every way I possibly could so that we could have a future and that less people would die and that I didn't succumb to the brainwashing and the BS that is being subjected on us. And I did the best I can to overcome it for our future. You know, even if we lose, at least I can sleep at night.
That's really well put. I like that. Because at the end of yourself, you have to live inside your own skin. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And what else is better than to fight for your children and for what's right?
Well, they're fighting for our
Isn't that what
children.
God, isn't that godly? I mean, isn't that what Jesus said? You know, he fought for the people. And that's what we have to do.
Well,
Walk in Jesus's footsteps as much as you possibly can and do what's right.
I agree, but you're also talking about a belief system that could soon very well be banned. And I'll tell you another thing they're starting to censor. If you speak ill of the military-industrial complex, they're coming after you for that too. I've been seeing that. And that's because this is who's driving the war. I mean, BAE
Yes.
owns a lot of newspapers. They're connected to the defense industry. And that's why all the newspapers have come out. Oh, we've got to defend the border of Ukraine, their sovereignty. But we won't defend our own border. In fact, you're not even allowed to talk about it.
Well, did you know that Ukraine, okay, CIA, there's an operation they were training the Ukrainian soldiers to kill Russians. I just published this. And it's in my thing about the Ukrainian war and then the looming economic collapse. But the Ukraine has 120,000 soldiers that they built up on the Russian border. So Russia's actually building up in response to Ukrainian buildup. And that was funded by, you know, the West, the NATO alliance and our CIA. So that you don't hear that in the media.
No. No, I'm afraid you don't. And it's so disturbing that the deception is there. I'll just jump into the Hodges view of the world. I'll let you comment on it, and then we'll take it back to censorship. But why we have a free forum here. The Democrats tried to get us involved in a war in Syria against Russia. They blamed Russia for stealing the 2016 election, but you can't talk about the 2020 theft, which is clearly much more egregious than anything that happened in 2016, and it wasn't Russia. And you go through all this and say, okay, what are they trying to achieve? Well, they're working for the deep state, who in turn, answers to globalists, and it's my belief that they are setting the U.S. up to lose a war intentionally to Russia, but diminish Russia's power. So China can conquer them, and the New World Order crowd gets their world policeman with brutal enforcement techniques. And that's where I think this is all headed. I think this is the whole agenda right here.
Well, war accompanies resets in the last 99 years. This is part of the article I wrote. In the past 99 years, war has accompanied war or some kind of world crisis has accompanied every single reset. And a reset happens about every 21 years. Currently, we're at 35 years, so we are way past due for having a reset. So the question is, what is it? Why are they having this war? Why are they doing all this stuff? And, you know, I just had a show that's going to air either today or tomorrow, and we discussed that. And the question is, you know, it's that Russia is not for this. First of all, their climate change initiative, their bullshit with that, pardon my language, the Green New Deal. And then they're not for this worldwide digital currency and this banker dictatorship where they go around governments and do their budgets for them. I mean, that's what they've been talking about in these annual bankers meetings in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I mean, that's on record. where they want to go around governments. So Russia wasn't for that. And any country that's not for that needs to get out of the way so they can do their reset. You know, they have the BRICS, you know, their agreements with the BRICS is to do their own currency, and that's with China, India, Russia. They don't like that. So they're going against them for that purpose. There is another agenda where the globalists have been trying to co-opt China and then run their operations out of China. Although China has a deep state, which is tied to their globalists, they also have a faction like us who don't want that. So we are hoping the faction that doesn't want that wins. I mean, every country has the same thing. Our joint enemy are these globalists. They're the enemy of everybody in the world. And every country has people that have figured that out. And then every country has the greedy little minions who do whatever the globalists want. The thing is that China has more people who have been conditioned to follow rules and to follow and to be submissive. This country, we're not as submissive. Other countries aren't as submissive. We are well armed. They aren't. Other countries aren't. Now, Russia has been trained not to be super submissive either, because they overthrew their government. They have other things going on there. They are also way more conditioned to not believe the official authorities. Here, we have a whole brainwashed crowd who still believes officialdom. They still believe what comes out of the CDC, for crying out loud. And so we have to overcome that. If you go to Russia and you talk to people, and I've talked to a lot of people, the majority of them, vast majority of the people, they, you know, because they had their Pravda for so long and they were lied to for so long that almost everybody knows that it's BS. Here, we're still in that process of overcoming the propaganda.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, and we have to understand that this is a worldwide mess, because the United States, we are not clean. We have these globalists and we have these institutions who are really infiltrated. They're infiltrated by Chinese operatives that are tied to the globalists. And China has their own agendas too. You know, they want to have power and they don't want to be controlled, just like we do. Even the pro-American people who care about America, we have our own agendas that we want to be. We don't want people to control us, and we want to have self-defense. But the same standpoint, we are very under. We are controlled by these globalists and by dirty actors who control the, you know, human trafficking and organ trades and the central banks, and they control most of our Congress. So we are not a clean country either. And, you know, our CIA, for crying out loud, is training Ukrainians to kill Russians, and they're building up the troops and then telling everybody that it's Russia that's doing the aggression. Well, I mean, if you were Russia, wouldn't you build up your troops to, in correlation to them building up theirs?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give Russia a free pass, because clearly Putin is after reconstituting the old Soviet Union geographically. He's turned Kazakhstan into a satellite state in order to save that leader, which they did with the Spetsnaz and the paratroopers and the riots. And they shot on sight everyone who was on the street. But now they control that country and their vast uranium supplies. Uranium is a free pass-through for their natural gas. This is what they want to achieve. And they just want the land. It's a buffer. And these two countries are a buffer for invasion as well, too. So that's what Putin's after.
But, okay. I agree with that 100%, because that used to be part of the Soviet Union. The Ukraine used to be the headquarters for their military-industrial complex. So they... I mean, and most of those people, especially on the northern eastern front, speak Russian. They have more of an alliance with Russia. But I don't want to. I'm not supporting Putin either. I'm just saying that all actors. It's a gray, messy area when it comes to this, and that we have to look inside and say, okay, what are we doing that's causing this mess? Why did Biden close our oil pipeline but then open it up for Russia?
Yeah, because his mission...
You start looking at this stuff. Go ahead.
Let me answer your rhetorical question. His mission is to destroy America. Border, energy, military depreciation through woke policies, not keeping
Exactly.
up with AI for the last year while the Chinese and Russians pass us in the military realm of this. I could go on and on, but there's nothing Biden has done to strengthen the United States. He came in, it was just the other day, just came out, $31 million went to the Biden family for their association with the Communist Chinese Party affiliated intelligence group. And Biden was going to cohabit an office in D.C. with these people. So the bottom line is here, his mission is to destroy America. I'm not using hyperbole. I firmly believe this. He's a one-man wrecking crew to bring down this country.
Well, and I think there's Obama and other people behind him, because I don't know if he's as competent at doing that alone.
Well, when we say Biden, we mean the administration. You're right. And so you have to include Obama and Susan Rice.
Yeah, you have to include these nutbags that are working with him. But my point is that, okay, so if he's doing that, then Putin, I mean, what the heck? You can't look at it as if we are innocent in this. And I'm not going to say we. I mean, when we have somebody who's purposely trying to destroy our country, and they also act on the side of globalists who want war with Putin because they want to get him out of the way when it comes to the central bankers and their dictates and what they want to do, you start questioning. I mean, Biden's not doing what's in the best interest of this country. So who's in the wrong here? I think that's why it's a gray area. It's a bunch of bad actors, and everybody's acting in ways that we don't like, and we got an idiot running our geopolitical situation, and he's escalating the tensions. And to the point where we escalated the tensions, if any country that is worth a salt is going to build up their troops in response to a build up the other direction. And so you can't blame Putin, no matter, even if you despise him, you cannot blame him for building up, he has 100,000 troops there in response to the 120,000 the Ukrainians have. You cannot blame him for doing that, because anybody worth their salt on protecting their own country and people would do that. Even Biden, as bad as he is, would have to do that.
No, he wouldn't.
Well.
I'm sorry.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
He's destroying this country.
But so anybody worth their salt, okay, you're saying he's not worth their salt. He would have to do that without everybody hating him. And everybody's starting to hate him, by the way. The Democrats, they can't even get Democrats to run in certain areas. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I just heard a report this morning where they're begging Democrats to stay on the ticket because they can't even get someone else to be on the ticket. So they're going to have to fill with just complete yahoos to run against the Republicans. I mean, that's a good thing, but we still have 3 years of this.
Listen, I don't know that we're going to get this far with it, though. I'm not sure we're going to have an election, and here's why I say that. The censorship that we're discussing is falling apart. There's too many different avenues. CNN is down to 500,000 viewers. They'll be live streamed before long. The major newspapers are not even used anymore to housebreak puppies because there's not enough of the paper. I mean, the media is falling apart. It's disintegrating right before our eyes. And people are saying, we don't believe your BS anymore. We're spending our attention elsewhere. There's
independent sources.
But here's what they're going to do.
And
the other side.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world get more attention than they deserve right now, because they have, if you just put like three of us together, we have, and we're heavily censored. If you would have put one of us all by ourselves, we'd beat CNN's numbers before we were censored. But you put a few of us together and we're already above CNN. But anyways, keep going. In
well,
number wise.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to get to an election. And here's why I say this, Sarah. The censorship is failing, and everything else that we just mentioned is failing. And the Democrats, if they can't turn the tide, they have to ask themselves this question. Can they cheat enough to win enough elections to make a difference in the power structure? And if they think that Congress is going to flip and flip majorly, you could end up with Biden actually being impeached and Kevin McCarthy, who would then be the presumptive Speaker of the House, would become your president. I mean, this is, I think, the bottom line that they face. So what will they do? Anything it takes to stop releasing a bioweapon, a serious one from China, for example, letting off a nuke. I'll ask you this question. Do you think there's, let me ask you this. What are the limits to what the Democrats won't do to stay in power?
Well, I think the Democrats, being honestly, are heavily blackmailed by the globalists.
Yes.
And this cabal. The cabal is behind it. And so what won't they do? They have more money than any state in their resources. I've heard that they've been cut back with that Trump has cut them back. I don't know. I haven't seen enough proof to know whether they have been cut from their resources or not. But I think you're right, because they will do anything to keep their power. But lately, I don't know if you've heard this, the amount of money that they've gone to bail out these bankrupt banks, which, you know, in 2008, we had a bunch of banks that were going bankrupt, right? We had, what did we have? All those banks that got all that money, right? And Lehman Brothers went bankrupt, and it started that escalated thing. They don't want to start that again. Deutsche Bank and all these other banks are going bankrupt. Well, the amount of money, it just came out. They don't put their numbers out until 6 quarters after it happens. So they just came out with actually how much they've been pumping into these banks. We're talking like $11 trillion got pumped into these banks. And not just U.S. banks, but also banks overseas like Deutsche Bank and some other banks. And this pales. I mean, 2008 pales in comparison to now. And I just had an interview with Harley Schlinger about this, trying to figure out the numbers. That was 6 quarters ago. So what is going on now? The estimates that we're talking, that the banks have been bailed out to about $34 trillion at this point, which is enormous compared to 2008. So obviously we're teetering on the edge of collapse, which is not being covered in the media at all. So this is what's going on in the background. And this is what's driving everything. It's major.
Yeah, it is.
And you just got to look at the graph, and it's mind-boggling looking at the difference between, because 2008 was pretty mind-boggling. It was the numbers were like, oh my God, these numbers are many times more than 2008.
I remember.
Oh, and let me tell you, you know what they're doing with that money? You know what these a-holes are doing with that money? They're funneling it. They're not putting it back into the economy. They're using it to buy up assets everywhere, like BlackRock buying up whole neighborhoods at 50% more. They're buying assets. So they're buying land. They're buying assets. They're buying all this stuff so that whatever happens, they're still positioned to own even more than they did before. So they're using our tax money and our Fed Reserve to give to these globalists to buy assets everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Let that soak in.
At what point do you think the Great Reset, another thing you're not allowed to talk about in any depth in social media, but what point do you think that the Great Reset will kick in?
I think it's kicking in now, but I don't think they're going to do it the same way that they were, because people don't want to own nothing, and we won't be happy with that, right? But, you know, Klaus Schwab said something that I actually agree with. He said that a global economic collapse will make COVID look like a blip. And that actually is true. We'll have mass starvation and all sorts of crap, depending on what they do with that. And it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, a competent government could step in and just take over, reprint their own money, take over the money supply, kick out foreign actors. A lot of countries have kicked out foreign actors and said, you know, I mean, we could just fix this in a very short period of time with somebody that, a leadership group of people that are pro-America. If we had, you know, Biden, who's hell-bent on destroying this country, he's just going to hand over everything to the globalists, to this global dictatorship, bankers dictatorship that they want. it is imperative that we get him out of office if we want a country.
I don't think it makes any difference who they have in there. I think
not. It does make no. It would make difference if we had somebody who's pro-American. I don't know if we can get somebody.
Where would that person come from?
That's what you're implying.
Well, yeah. Where would that person come from? It's not Harris.
Well, it wouldn't be a Democrat for sure. There isn't anybody there. I don't know if Trump. You know, he talks America first, and a lot of his actions were that. You know, that's probably one of our best opportunities. Is that they would be American first, or DeSantis, or somebody that seems like they would be. I don't know. Honestly, but that is what we need to do. I don't know. It's really bad. It's because these people have so much money, and they've blackmailed so many people. The greed factor is off the charts. And so, you know, put your greed aside and do what's best for the country for once. And I don't know if they're capable of. I don't know.
I could go in a number of ways with what you just said, but there is no candidate because you got 3 years left, over 3 years left. Well, you got 3 years left. And the bottom line is there is no Democrat. The only scenario where you end up with a Republican who's they're just as big a prostitutes as the Democrats. They bemoan about social media, and they still take campaign donations from them. So they drink from these whores, drink from the same trough as the Democratic whores. And they hang out the same red light for the campaign donators. So it's the same game. And I'll be honest with you, Trump failed in his last year. I was rabid about supporting Trump in 2016. He failed in this last year. I don't know if he was being blackmailed. I don't know what the deal was. I think his vaccine creation was well-intentioned, but what they let Fauci and Birx do to this country was unconscionable that he let this go on.
I agree.
He was the president. He should have put his foot down and say, shut the you-know-what up. You work for me or you're fired. And he didn't do that.
And to be honest, I mean, 40% of our small businesses went bankrupt because of it. That is unconscionable.
Yeah, I mean, this idea, essential businesses. You know, Bob Griswold said this to me the other day. He said, I sell the same things as Walmart, Home Depot, but I couldn't stay open. I didn't get any money to stay open, any assistance money. He said,
exactly.
I had to close. And I said, yeah, Bob, that's called fascism, where government was picking a winning business and then partnered with them. Fascism. And if you notice, it's the big corporations who are siding with the Biden mandates, even though they've been outlawed for employees, because they want to be on the winning team. They want to be part of the fascist regime that survives this nonsense. That's why they're doing this.
Yep, that is. You know what I just learned? I learned that GlaxoSmithKline, which is a England-based pharmaceutical company, bought out. I heard it was controlling shares of Google. I don't know. I want to look into it more to see if it's controlling shares, but they do have, that's what I heard, is that they bought out Google, the controlling shares of Google's in 2006. And so I want to, I need to vet that. But they did do mergers and different, or did partnerships with them on health initiatives and genetic research. So that is for sure, it's out there in the public domain. And I'm telling you, there's more to this than we realize. And the fact that they are just doing these partnerships, I believe that they probably did buy out a significant portion of Google. And that means that we have a foreign actor controlling our airwaves and our media and our propaganda. I'm telling you, this is just incredible where we're at as a country.
Well, treason is the order of the day. I'll just go back to the Maricopa County, Arizona State officials who perpetrated a fraud and then perpetrated a bigger fraud when they did what I called the fraudit. And these individuals are Republican and Democrat. I'll just give you a real quick snapshot here. Ducey controlled by vaccine interests through TGen and also by China and promising Chinese rare earth minerals for their military, quote from a speech he made in 2017 at the National Governors Association. The Secretary of State running for Ducey's soon to be vacant position is Katie Hobbs, funded massively by George Soros, and she's a freaking nutcase. I mean literally. I mean, I think she is mentally certifiable. And then you've got the man who perpetrated the cover-up for Maricopa County Board of Supervisors with regard to getting the machine routers, getting the election codes for analysis by the audit team. And the audit was decided without the evidence ever changing hands, despite two court orders by different judges and an attorney general opinion. And that man's name is Jack Sellers. And when you look at what he has, and both I and myself and Gateway Pundit covered this. He's brought Chinese business interests. They are our enemy. We're on the verge of war with them. And he brought Chinese interests to every suburb of Phoenix, the city of Phoenix, most major corporations, all the universities. Wonder why the universities are the way they are? You just look at Jack Sellers' contribution to that effort. And I'm not saying he's alone. He was part of a team that did this. But he was the elected official who fought against the transfer of election information to do an honest audit. And this is how these people are compromised. And then a man who participated in the voter fraud through the Sharpie Gate, Paul Pinzone, the sheriff of Maricopa County, $2 million from George Soros, verified by Sheriff Mack on my show. So
Well, and that's
that's
what
just
they're
the
doing.
snapshot. That's just the snapshot. That's how corrupt our officials are. And it's not Arizona, folks. It's your state. It's your.
It's
I
every
mean,
state,
if you
yeah.
look at Georgia,
Every institution.
Governor Kemp makes our governor in Arizona look conservative with the massive amount of Chinese interest he has in his administration and his state.
Yeah, it's really quite sad. I'm gonna sneeze.
Okay, well, that happens to the best of us. But ladies and gentlemen, the point I'm making here, and I
Okay,
just
I'm
want to,
gonna
okay, but
mute.
the point I want to make is this, is that this nation has been infiltrated. It's like the Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie. And while we slept,
Yes,
the
it is.
alien spores invaded our bodies and took control of our minds. And while we slept, George Soros and the communist Chinese bribed, cajoled, blackmailed, controlled not just of federal election officials, but also of state and local. This takeover is insidious, it's complete, it's comprehensive.
Yes, it is. Well, let me talk a little bit about the money factor because you brought that up a little bit, and that's how they're controlling everything. That's how they're controlling the schools. That's how they're controlling the hospitals. We've been diving into this money. I've had people on my show, and you would not believe the money payout schemes that they're doing, and in the schools as well. A.J. DePriest is a person who's actually with this group called Tennessee something or other. There's a couple groups, an Adams group, there's another one, and they've been looking at the numbers deep, and they figured out with schools, the reason these schools are doing what they're doing is because they're getting paid
Yes.
to do these mandates. And this was set up early. And the same with the hospital systems. In order for them to do what they're doing, and they're killing people in hospitals. They get, like, okay, it depends on the state. I know in New Mexico, they get $175,000 for every COVID patient that comes in the door. They get another $30,000 if they put them on a ventilator. They get 20% on the top of the whole ticket if they give them remdesivir. And then if they die of COVID, they get even more money. Each state is different. And that's just from the CMS, the, what do you call it? The medical fund for older people. What do you call that? Anyways, it's
Social
slipping my
Security,
head.
Medicare?
But it's CMS money. That's
Oh, okay. But the
the
thing is about the
three-letter acronym for it.
paying to.
And there's also other money that they're getting through the CARES Act, and they also are doing that to schools. if the mandate, if they follow the mandates with masks and with all this other BS they have in place, they get more money. They don't get the money if they don't do the mandates. That's why we see the schools in lockstep doing the BS. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I can't believe it. And then this is the globalists and their money train. And this is the Fed putting out all those trillions, 34 trillions. A lot of that is being funneled behind the scenes to all this crap. And the CARES Act, that's a huge amount of trillions of dollars that went into this. It is absolutely insane. They're using our own money to destroy our country. We're destroying ourselves with our money.
Yeah, it's compartmentalized, where I think the people at the local level don't have a full comprehension of the overall plan. They're just doing their part to enrich themselves. But the people that...
That's exactly right.
Schumer and Obama and Susan Rice, the masterminds behind this, fully know what they're doing. Fully know.
Absolutely.
This is and this is what I can't get across.
It's too coordinated. It's perfect.
I know someone well, and every time they bring up an outrage to me, I just said, it's part of the plan to bring down America. This is intentional. Stop focusing on individual issues and look at the theme. The theme is the destruction of America. Now, I even irritated him. Imagine that, me irritating somebody. But I must have said this to him 20 times. That's the objective, destruction of America. That was my consistent answer to this, all the wrongdoings they were bringing up. And I said, and when you understand that your people are elected to betray you, then you understand what the game is and where this is going. And finally, there's been a breakthrough. He said, you know, I think this is intentional, after I've said it 20 times. And that's how slow people are to come to realize this. That's the example I'm using. People don't get it.
Well, it's also because you don't want to think that your parents don't love you. You know what I mean? It's that phenomena where the pain and the suffering that we're enduring is brought on by people that we thought cared about us. And so there's a cognitive dissonance there. It's really sad, actually. But it's a cognitive dissonance because people want to think that they care about them. And it's sad, but it's true. It's part of that psychological thing. And that's the greed factor is really sad. And they're not smart enough to see the big picture. It's their own greed, and they figure, well, whatever. This is my chance. And so they're taking it. It's their chance to have money, and they don't care about so be the consequences of it.
Yeah, it's...
I know
you're right. I just... The war is lost. Here's the problem for these people, though. I think the people that are truly committed in the grassroots to the overthrow of this country and the abandonment of all freedom probably number about 10%. And then there's another number of people, 10%, who join groups like BLM and Antifa because they got nothing better to do with their life than get paid to raise hell by George Soros. So, but I think about 80% of the country, to varying degrees, are not on board with this. And this is why...
No, they aren't.
Okay, so I hope people are listening to this very carefully. The globalists have said over and over they want 90% depopulation. And I think when they said it, they're really thinking of America, because they can't have a nation... 80% of the people of this nation rising up with 400 million handguns. We would be impossible to control. So they have to commit genocide to realize the end game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, though, that their agenda isn't working like they wanted to. Depending on who you listen to and who you follow and who, you know, who's trying to figure things out, there are some lines... when you can't even get people to run for office for a Democrat seat, their agenda is not working the way that they wanted it to or thought it would. So, you know, there are some bright spots in the sense that, maybe we have some things here. They can't, if everybody's against them, we have more power than people realize, because they can't fight everybody. And so that it takes all of us to win this. But it's a real uphill battle, but we have to all work together. It's not a Democrat-Republican thing. It just isn't. And they got people have to get past that. I don't know. They're losing the mind, the hearts and minds of the people. And so they're on a time limit here.
Well, what do?
We keep educating people and get people to, I don't know. I mean, you know, I just figure if we keep educating people and tell people the truth, there's more people, you know, if you're a cog, if you're inside the system, you can do some things to screw them up. That's what I think. You know, you're in there, you figured out, oh my God, this is what they're doing. I am going to do my role to mess up everything that's going on internally. I'm a spy for the white hats now, and I am going to mess up their ability to, you know, whatever kind of BS that they have going on internally. And they won't know why nothing ever works for them. That's the kind of stuff we need. We need everybody doing what they can do to mess up their agenda.
That's why they'll go to genocide. And they're going to do it. I think the evidence is becoming more clear as we look at China and we look at the old Fauci documents from 2011. And the fact that the CDC owns a patent on Ebola, which you can only do if you've weaponized it and modified it. I think they're going to bring a cocktail, gain-of-function research of hemorrhagic fever, which Fauci calls Ebola in a document in 2011, and smallpox to help the spread. And I think this is what's loose in China. China's locked down everything, and they're calling it hemorrhagic fever, but I think it's this cocktail that was meant for us as a doomsday weapon, and I think it got loose. And then what's really weird is they have this monkeys thing. How do you explain the monkeys thing with the, you get thermal imaging from the federal government to track down monkeys from a car wreck? That doesn't make any sense unless those monkeys have something really bad.
Well, and they killed all of them, didn't they?
So
didn't they take them all out?
I heard there's still one.
Well, so they say.
One is unaccounted for.
Yeah, I don't know. We're in uncharted territory for, it's clear, right? You know, if you listen to Cliff High, which I don't know, you know, he's interesting. You can think however you think of him. But he thinks that as more people die from this vaccine, because we're going to have some mass deaths, right? It's starting to happen. And that people are going to start going after these globalists. There's going to be a mass. The tide is changing to the point where people realize they've been poisoned and they've been harmed by these vaccines. All those boys with myocarditis have a 5-year lifespan. And his data is showing that, and this makes sense to me, his data is showing they're going to go out and they're going to take out these elitists. They're going to start bombing them and all these different things. It's going to get violent because they're going to realize that their loved ones were killed. It won't be us. It'll be them. It'll be Democrats. Because they'll realize what happened to them.
Cliff High has been saying that. I interviewed him back in 2011 maybe. And he even said, we'll be chasing them down the streets and hanging them from light poles.
Yeah, that's what his data says. I don't know. His theory actually has some merit because it makes sense. Back in the French Revolution, when the people couldn't feed their families, what really happened, what started the French Revolution more than anything else, was moms. Because they were watching their babies die, and the dads and the mothers were working around the clock, and it wasn't enough to feed their children, and they were watching them die. And so they became crazy. And they started wanting to hang the, the elites, anybody that caused their children to die. And so it was actually, the French Revolution was really motivated by moms who watched all their kids die. And that same phenomena could happen here I don't know about moms, but just moms and dads and whoever, as they watch their loved ones die. And I don't know, but it's his fault. His theory makes some sense here. Because what else will motivate people to get mad and to finally do something? I mean, I'm not going to, we aren't going to be as violent because we know what's going on and we've protected our families from this. They haven't. They're sitting ducks.
What do you think that means?
Oh. I think that Cliff High has some points there, that if they're sitting ducks and their families are going to, there's one thing that, that's the one thing that gets people motivated, is if you hurt their children, they don't care anymore of what happens to them. You don't care if you're going to die if you've killed your children. If you kill my children, I don't care if I'm going to die. I'm going to take you out. You touch my kid. That's why mobsters never did that. Because they knew that it's too bloody and it's too, you just started world war. You started nuclear war with the other gangs. And so families were off limits because it was too irrational and they couldn't control it. Because now you got a criminal who doesn't care if they die and they're going to take you out. And that's what you're going to have, is all these people whose loved ones got killed. Once they realize that and they've been lied to, I think that's where it's going to come from. I mean, I don't know. That theory makes sense to me.
It does make sense to me, too.
This is going to be interesting.
But there's an antidote for them on this, and that's to make the next virulent that they release so bad there's no coming back from it, and that'll minimize the response that people can muster. You know, let me give you some figures that I found in 2011.
That's a point. That's a theory.
When they looked at... I'm going to put my own words in, but this is effectively what happened. I reported in 2013, in 2011, that Fauci did gain-of-function research. I didn't call it that, but I said creating cocktails, viral cocktails. And I said that they did a study on the Ebola outcome of these combination viruses. And they said there'll be a 44% contraction rate with a 92% lethality. And this is what I believe is it loose in China right now. They're trying to contain it by welding people in their homes in the city of Xi'an with 13 million people. And I think that China is trying to save the Olympics by covering it up and doing this and calling it COVID. COVID doesn't have this kind of virulent response that China's taking. They've shut down all 6 ports. And by the way, that means in 3 to 4 weeks, you're not going to have anything in the stores. And I'll digress again to this. If we go to war, all resources go to the military. So if you think you got shortages you're not going to be able to get jack squat here going forward. But I do think they're going to hit us with this virulent. It's not going to be COVID, only affects people with comorbid conditions. I don't think we're going to see any of that. I think we're going to see the real kill shot.
Well, that gets to the point, your question on what are they willing to do? Because they'll be willing to do anything. And, you know, are they willing to go that far? And we know they are. And so is that what we see next? I don't know. And I think you got a really good point. I think Cliff High has a good point, too. And all of that could happen. Any kind of storm like that could happen. Because we're dealing with crazy people. These aren't sane, rational people. They're Satanists. They sacrifice children. They're really awful people. And they are not rational. So we're trying to rationalize what irrational people will do and psychopaths will do. You can't rationalize that. So what are they going to do? I don't know, but these are all the options and this is the possibilities.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
No, I don't have an answer for this, but the bottom line is, as we discuss things like this, the censorship's even going to go further. I mean, PayPal, I mean, it's everything. You can't raise money now if they don't like your cause. I started the show with Kurt Schilling being kept out of the Hall of Fame just on political reasons alone. This is just complete. We got about 20 seconds left. Tell people how they can follow you.
Well, and I didn't get a chance to talk about Bastion. People need to get on the Bastion was used as a communication tool when they took down Kakhisan, and I really highly recommend that people go. I have a link on my website so
Okay.
that you can sign up there. 20 seconds, sarahwestsell.com, and thank you so much, Dave. You're awesome.
Yeah, I feel the same about you because you do great work. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to visit sarahwestall.com. Sign up for our newsletter. I get it. It comes out a couple times a week and it has great stuff in it. Sarah, thanks for joining us. Take care.